This is Inhale, Exhale, written by the Moon Moth and read by Tipsy Kitty. They're kissing. Ed can count on his fingers all the people he's kissed, so it's not exactly an expert opinion, but it's lovely. Soft, very gentle, tentative even, but joyful, and gaining an enthusiasm. Ed is ready to burst with this feeling that he only ever feels around Steed, because he's fucking happy. And this is fun. Who knew kissing could be like this? Oof. Steed draws back just enough to blow a strand of Ed's beard out of his mouth, and Ed laughs, warmed by it all.
What?
Your face. You look like you've never kissed a man with a beard before.
I haven't,
Steed says. I've never kissed a man before. Ed raises his eyebrows playfully. Always hard to tell with these upper crusties. Well, then I'm happy to add it to your education.
In being a pirate?
They're talking between kisses. Sweet, still eager. Like it's all one long kiss and one long conversation at the same time. A kiss versation. Another new thing. Look at that. I wonder what else you've never done. The answer, when they eventually get to it, is inevitable. But it still makes Ed's heart skip a beat. His stomach flip over like the moment a boat pitches over the crest of a storm wave. He lives for those moments. You've seriously never? He asks, subtly guiding Steve back towards his bed.
Well, it's not exactly the kind of thing respectable people get up to,
Steed explains, abashed. He hadn't believed it was a thing at all when Ed first mentioned it, hoping for a reaction and not disappointed. Now Ed can see that he's curious. Of course he is. And flustered, very attractively. And best of all, hard against Ed's body where they're pressed so tightly together.
Not exactly respectable anymore, are you?
Ed says. Steed cocks his head in concession and opens his mouth to say something. He really doesn't stop talking. But just then Ed's calves meet the edge of the bed, jolting them to a stop. And Steed, finally noticing where they've got to, closes his mouth again and blushes. Ed hasn't kneeled for anyone since he was a lad at the bottom of the pecking order, and to be fair, he's not going to kneel now, either. But sitting on the edge of the decadent feather bed, hands trailing down Steed's body until they come to rest on his hips, is still an uncomfortably vulnerable position. He swallows, fixating on the pretty cloth-covered buttons on Steve's breeches. This isn't how he's been picturing it in his idle moments. That was all eye contact and gentle caresses. This is better, though. As much as he wants it, Ed isn't ready for the other stuff. That's horribly clear from the pain behind his ribs. Looking at Steed at a moment like this might send Ed running for the dinghies, and despite the fearful thing in his chest, he doesn't want to leave. Steed breaks the moment of, not panic, Blackbeard doesn't panic, the moment of intense not panicking, by saying, Edward, darling, you don't have to. But his voice becomes breathy before he can finish, because stirred into action by the need to very much not think about what Steed just called him, Ed has promptly unbuttoned his falls and is pulling up the length of his shirt where it's tucked down low around his groin. The glide of the fine linen over his erection makes Steed groan. It's a quiet, starving sound, and Ed is suddenly desperate to ease it. The blowjob is... it's a blowjob. Nothing remarkable about the act itself. Steed's cock is just a cock, and despite the lack of kissing in his life up to now, Ed's seen plenty of those. And yet, Ed has to stop every few strokes to rest his forehead against Steed's pale belly, squeeze his eyes closed, try to hold back this bursting thing. Because it's not that it's a blowjob, or a cock. The important factor here is Steed.
Are you okay?
Steed asks him softly. Can you breathe all right? Ed snorts. Because of course he fucking can't. It's not down to the dick in his mouth, though. No, it's everything else. Steed's hands are in his hair, and they're so tender. So tender. And Ed is so fucked. And he is so in. Steed deserves for Ed to make this good for him. And so Ed does his goddamn best. After, still panting, clothes askew, glowing with his release. Steed cups Ed's face in his hands and bends to kiss him. Their second kiss, sensitive and changing against Ed's swollen lips.
That,
he murmurs,
was incredible.
Yeah, Ed says, lured into looking up by the search for reassurance. You gonna get your boy to write it down? Steed smiles and leans into Ed, pushing him backwards.
You know, I think I might.
Ed goes without resistance, letting Steed press him back onto the mattress behind him. Soft, soft as feathers. What do you think? Lying on his back, Ed looks up at Steed.
I think there aren't enough words.
No, Steed says quietly. No, maybe there aren't. He kisses Ed again, and reaches for his buttons, and now Ed can't look away. Whether he's ready for that or not, he's not ready. He's doing it anyway. He lives for those moments. The end.